We see you now.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for being here with us today. I'm an OBGYN, and there's something that I really don't know is how many women actually know their blood type in the red countries. And I'm not talking about China, but just how do you identify the Rh negative patients before sending the Rh immunoglobulin?
Thank you. That's an excellent question. It actually is a big issue. Most people, certainly most women in the United States, I imagine many women in France, don't know what their blood type is either. And there is a push, there are point of care little devices where you can take a drop of blood and figure out someone's blood type. One of the companies, I'm not paid by the company, is called Eldon Biologicals, and they offer that test in the United States and throughout the world. They've also developed ways of taking a cell phone camera, taking a picture of it and giving the result. And we're working together with them to try to join the blood typing with the Rh immunoglobulin administration. So what an extreme example of how to do this, of which I'm in favor of, but not everyone agrees with, but I'll throw it out there for you anyway, is in a lower middle income country where maybe the woman has not gotten any prenatal care, and the first time she is, the first time the medical establishment is aware of her is when she's in labor and ready to deliver. I've been arguing that as a minimal approach, one could do a point of care blood test on her at that moment when she delivers or when she's in labor, figure out if she's Rh negative or not. And then after she delivers her infant, I would argue you don't even need to test the infant whether they're Rh positive or negative, because that won't necessarily be available, although you could do a point of care test for that too. You don't need to test the mother to see if she's already been alloimmunized. If she has, you're wasting some Rh immunoglobulin, but you're not putting her at risk. And then just giving it to all Rh negative women who deliver at postpartum, which again is not what you would do in France. Is not what you would do in the United States, but as to me is better than doing nothing. There are some who will argue that every woman should get the highest quality of care, and I don't have a problem with that philosophy. Realistically, I'm not sure that that is doable. So even in the United States, we're not as good as France. You do prenatal testing on the woman using cell-free DNA. We don't have that available to us, and so we can test the mother preterm, and we can test the baby after delivery, but we can't test whether the child is Rh positive or negative when it's a fetus. So I think there's a lot of things to discuss, but one approach that would get us part of the way there would be giving Rh immunoglobulin to women who test as Rh negative at delivery. I hope that answers your question.
Yes, and it's very practical, and OBGYNs like practical approaches.
I think so, and also we need, or at least I need to remember that in much of the world in lower middle income countries, it's not an OBGYN who's delivering the baby, it's a midwife. Or it's a village healthcare worker or something like that. And so how, and I think that's where the most need is, and so what could we do to at least start moving in the right direction?
But the project is amazing, and I think everyone here in the room agrees that, we are all here talking about Rh disease, so we obviously are all going to fight for eradication. But there's also a lot of biologists here, and they keep on talking about monoclonal immunoglobulin, and, that's been, around for a while, and it's still not coming up, because that could also be a huge impact in Rh disease prevention. Where are we with that?
Yes, I agree with that. It's actually quite a controversial topic because there's a fair amount of literature that indicates that depending on the nature of the monoclonal, you can prevent alloimmunization, you can do nothing, or you can enhance alloimmunization. And so obviously we don't want to enhance, at the very least, we don't want to enhance alloimmunization. In India, they use a monoclonal antibody. That's what they claim they use in most of prevention. There is some data. There are two clinical trials that I'm aware of, Both of them are flawed. One is more flawed than the other. Demonstrating efficacy or claiming to demonstrate efficacy. We're working on writing a sort of critical, supportive but critical review of the literature, but we haven't completed that yet. I will say that there are ethics involved in even doing such a study. So you would never do such a study in France to compare a monoclonal with the current state of the art, because the current state of the art is 99% effective. You would need a very large study to even show non-inferiority of the monoclonal approach. And why would you offer that to a woman who, if she becomes sensitized, is then sensitized for the rest of her life? So there are lots of even ethical questions of how you design such a study. Maybe you design it to be done in a place where women don't have access to archaeoglobulin at all. There are then other ethics of do you take advantage of poor women to do research? But yes, I think there's interesting biology there. I think there's potential to improve care. And what would be different in monoclonals versus the current approach is the current approach, we need human plasma from alloimmunized volunteers, and there's a limit to such plasma. And as we improve preventing RH disease, there'll be fewer and fewer, certainly women, who would be potential donors. And you can't scale it. There's a minimum price that is required, basically, to do this with human plasma, whereas if you could do this with monoclonals, in theory, you could scale it up to any amount necessary, and you could decrease the cost by sort of industrialization of this. But we'll see what happens. Okay.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions in the room, maybe? Est-ce qu'il y a des questions que je peux traduire éventuellement? D'accord. I think everyone was very impressed with your presentation, and I'm sure you might get some contacts after this for people in France willing to volunteer with your initiative. Thank you very much for being here with us today with the jet lag, and hope to see you soon.